Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show continues here on 94.9 The Breeze. It's MEA week. That means we got high school football on a Wednesday night. Head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, joins us. And a coach, a good evening. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Little bit of a short week this week, but we're ready to go.
You know, let's bring that up right off the bat, because you've been coaching football for a long time here in the state of Minnesota, and it's kind of a, I guess, tradition that you play Friday, Wednesday, and Tuesday to start the postseason. What do you do different, or do you do anything different as a coach when you have a short week like this? You play on Friday, so you got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and right back at it on Wednesday, and I know both teams have to deal with it. Do you do anything different as a coaching staff to help the guys prepare when they have less time to prepare for, again, tonight's opponent, Austin?
Yeah, we back off on try to keep their legs fresh, and we don't run into each other much during the week, even less than we do normally, you know, and just try to keep everybody healthy and upright. We skip over some of the repetitious stuff. You know this is coming, so you've got a lot of the groundwork laid already, and it's just kind of refining and working on game plan, and that comes down to the coaching staff on the weekend, and going into next weekend as well. That kind of falls heavily on them. The kids we back off on, try to keep them healthy and anxious to play. And, you know, it's just a different approach. You kind of got to survive these days and weeks to get ready and compete at the end.
Now, Paul, before we talk about Austin coming up tonight, of course, the arrival matchup. I'm not sure how many games have been played in this series, but I'm sure plenty. Let's talk about the game against Byron last week, where your team loses 46-26 the final. Definitely a better second half. You outscored Byron, I think, 20-6 or 20-7 in the third quarter. There's a lot of positives to take away from that game, especially in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the whole approach and attitude flipped on the sidelines, you know, and the kids bought in, and it was a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've had that much fun coaching a football game, and there was a spring in our step. We were playing physical football, we were hustling, we were flying around, having fun. And that's why you play, is for moments and times like that. You know, and then we had a couple of really outstanding performances. You know, Max Edwin went off. He 14 catches, 251 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 of 76 and 1 of 91. We finally got him the ball like we wanted to all season. And, he did the rest. And, you know, Dakota had 359 yards passing. You know, we had 421 yards total offense. Byron only had 431. We tackled better in the second half. We played with passion in the second half. All of those things I'm hoping we bring to the table tonight.
Max Edwin, again, you talked about his big game, 14 catches, 251, 2 touchdowns. Where does that sit maybe when it comes to Albert Lea Tiger records? Have you looked when it comes to maybe on the list of most receptions or most yards in a game?
Yeah, that's tops in both areas.
It is, okay.
In fact, he will be in the top 5 or 6 in the state in both receptions and yards in a game. The state high school league is verifying my stats, but there's been an application to get him in the record books there. So, you know, congratulations to him and his teammates for helping him make it happen, and Dakota for getting him the ball, and, you know, all of those things. You know, when records are broken, it's not a singular thing. And so he did a wonderful job. He's a great talent. And we finally utilized him like we've been trying to all season long.
Now, when you're saying top five or six in the state, is that for all-time records or for this season?
That would be all-time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Both of those categories.
Wow. Yep.
So we're excited about that. You know, we haven't heard back from the state yet as to whether or not they have accepted our documentation. I'm sure they'll contact Byron and jive the stats and all of that, but there shouldn't be any issues as far as I'm aware of anyway. So we're hopeful that gets in, gets his name up there. It'll be fun having an Albert Lee Tiger in the all-time list.
So as Dakota Yonke, is he campaign saying you got to put my name someplace there? Because I was the guy that gave him the football.
No, he hasn't done that, but he had a good day too. You know, I mean, he didn't catch balls from thin air. They came from somebody.
Correct.
But Dakota had a great day as well.
Paul Dunn, head coach of our Tigers, on the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show. Again, 46-26 loss to Byron last week. Let's talk about Austin tonight. Your team 0-7. Austin is 1-6 on the season, of course. They're a bigger school in Class 5A. Your team, a 4A school. Looking over film, your scouting report, what do you know about Austin?
They're big. They've like to throw the ball around. We saw them at the scrimmage in Albert Lee preseason. You know, their quarterback distributes it well. You know, I think that our speed up front will help us out. I think we're faster in the skill positions. You know, it's just whether or not we can handle their beef up front, you know, and we got to tackle. Yeah, you know, I feel very good about us, our chances going in. I think that we're ready, and if we can carry the momentum we had in the second half against Byron into tonight, we're going to have some fun.
Now, I know you're still, you know, relatively new when it comes to the Austin-Albert Lee rivalry, but I'm sure your young men are pumped to go, because if you're going to win any game this season, this is the one to go get.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we don't talk about the rivalry much. That kind of takes care of itself. But, you know, and growing up in Northern Iowa, I was aware of the rivalry back in the 70s when I was a kid. And, you know, and I graduated in 1984, so, you know, back in the days when, you know, where the rivalry was really heated. And, you know, so I've heard stories and you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a good atmosphere, and hopefully we can play good football.
I always got to ask Paul, when it comes to the health-wise injury report, how are we looking going into Wednesday's game?
Well, I think we're probably going to have our two captains out again. One's day-to-day. The other one's probably out for sure. Otherwise, fairly healthy. You know, we're at this time of year, you're always dinged, but you know, we're getting some guys back off the DL, and hopefully we can be as competitive as we've been all year.
Always a fun matchup, Albert Lee and Austin tonight here on 94.9 The Breeze. Paul Dunn, the head coach of our Tigers, here in the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show as the Tigers wrap up the regular season. And a coach, like always, thank you so much for the time. Let's go over to Austin and get a win tonight.
Sounds like a plan.